It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Anne Strainchamps. Anybody can be somebody in America, right? That's part of our national identity. From those Horatio Alger self-made man stories to religious freedom and prosperity, there are countless versions of the American dream, as historians Richard Weiss and Jim Cullen told us.
The self-help tradition, the rags-to-riches tradition, really begins in the 19th century, but it has its antecedents in those early religious settlements in the New World.
When you look back at the Puritan American dream, I mean, here are people who wanted to start their lives over, by some lights succeeded quite nicely, and yet within a generation, you hear this mantra that runs through their sermons, we are not the men our fathers were. We have failed to sustain our intensity. We haven't gotten things right.
Probably the most popular sources of this idea before Horatio Alger were the McGuffey readers in the 1830s and 40s. Books for children to learn to read and write by and stuff, but they included these stories of the relationship between character and worldly success.
Lincoln was the epitome of one of the great American dreams, that is upward mobility. For him, ending slavery, saving the Union were both means to a larger end, preserving a country in which an ordinary guy like himself could start out in a log cabin, marry a rich girl, and become a wealthy lawyer, and who knows, maybe even president of the United States.
Horatio Alger is really the most well-known of the 19th century rags-to-riches writers. For the most part, the heroes are male. The circumstance that gets them into difficulty is that their fathers usually die.
The dilemma that the American dream poses is it's something that is widely shared. And ironically, the very fact that it is widely shared ends up sowing divisions.
You know, the self-help tradition, the rags-to-riches tradition, believes that right is rewarded and evil is punished. If you're not successful, it's related to some kind of characterological deficiency. That's one of the things that makes failure very painful for Americans.
What I think of as the very center of the American dream is this notion of agency, that your desire, your will, your talent can have transformative power. Not that everyone will succeed, but rather that there is this notion of opportunity, that anyone can make it in America. How you feel about that standard will, to a great degree, determine how you feel about the American dream as a whole.
Jim Cullen and Richard Weiss, they're both historians who've written about the American dream. You can find our full-length interviews with them and links to their books on our website at ttbook.org.